Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. We are northeast Foxborough, Massachusetts, and it is game day.
It is.
Commanders, Patriots tonight. I'm fired up, man. We get to watch some football. It ain't regular season football, but it's football nonetheless. Good morning, Brian.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely football, and can't wait for it. It should be a good game tonight. A lot of young guys will get an opportunity to play. You know, we know that a lot of veterans on this team is not going to be playing. I think the Patriots may be playing most of their guys, but it's going to be a lot of young guys getting an opportunity. And you get your name called one way or the other. Hopefully it's a good way.
Hopefully it's a good way. Yeah. It is also 30 days until week one. 30 days until real football. NFC East, like Giants coming to town. I mean, that's that's a real game, whether ready or not. Shout out to Sports Grumpy. Made it easy for me. I didn't have to post the Troy Apke picture today because Sports Grumpy made a B. Mitch song about 30 days till Commanders football. We got to watch football last night.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Ravens. That was cash all day. What'd you think of that big Anthony Richardson hit? He dislocated his pinky on the hit.
Anthony Richardson is getting on my nerves right now. Seriously. You know, all the talk about him was how big he was, how strong he was, how far he could throw a football, and that something is always wrong with this dude. Always wrong with him.
How do you not see that edge rusher just coming free like that?
Hey, man, that's a situation where he seems to be a guy who has a lot to learn for the quarterback position. You know, some of those things, you have to know it. You take care of yourself. He doesn't seem to be able to do that.
No. He really doesn't. Trey Lance, I know he looked good the other day in that Hall of Fame game, but that's another dude that just had no experience playing football. And I think because of the COVID rule changes and everything, you've seen more and more of these guys that played 4, 5, 6 years of college football, how much better off they are. I mean, I think Jaden part of that. Cam Ward is part of that. Think about it. I mean, he played –
But listen,
I think he played 4 years at Oregon State before going to Miami. Like, I think at the quarterback position, having more reps really helps you before you get to the pros.
Having more reps help, but then again, you can also get into a system where with Richardson, they knew how athletic he was, and they just let him be an athlete. They didn't, nobody ever taught him how to be a quarterback.
Right.
Guys leave out of high school knowing stuff that he doesn't know.
Yeah.
You know, so when we hear a guy – playing 5 years in college. Look, you played probably, if you're a quarterback, you played it since you were probably 6, 7, 8 years old. And then you get in college, if you play 1 or 2 years, you should be ready. But there are a lot of coaches. We know, what's called like this, the coach used to be in Florida, that taught nobody anything. You went to Florida, and when you left, what was the Urban Meyer? They didn't learn anything from him. He knew they were athletes and let them be athletes. He never got them to be a better quarterback. And I think that some of those coaches and the player himself too.
Sure.
They owe some blame too, because you got to figure this thing out. But I can tell you, there are quarterbacks that are coming from high school no more than Anthony Richardson does.
Yeah, I agree with that.
As far as playing that position.
I mean, some of it is a cerebral thing that, like, he needs to figure out, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be there. Do we know who's starting tonight? Is Johnson starting or Hartman?
We don't know. He hasn't said it.
I am
Sam may start, and then they're going – I think, if I remember correctly, I think Sam may start, but they're going to be rotating in and out. They're not going to have one guy play like the first half, and the next
right.
guy play against what all the guys who are low on the totem pole, because you're not – that's not a fair thing, because they're real – they say they're looking at these two – they have a true competition for that third quarterback position.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That is the only fair way to do it, is to let them each get work
yeah.
with kind of the ones and the twos. Speaking of figuring it out, I'm trying to figure out our situation. Brian and I are live at the Residence Inn in Foxborough in the woods. B wasn't sure where my hotel was. I kept telling him it was in the woods. It's in the woods.
It's in the woods. It is that.
I don't know. B's like, how'd you find this place? I was like, man, I don't know. But we found it.
Yeah.
Right. For tonight, so we did this on the podcast. I think this is a fun exercise. You want to give me your preseason, all three preseason games, passing yards, rushing yards, and receiving yards leader.
The leader. Okay, I'm going to go with.
Passing yards is only one of two guys, I think.
I'm going Sam Hartman.
I went with Hartman.
Patman, passing. Rushing, I'm going to go with Bill.
Or did you?
And receiving, ooh. I'm going to go with Lane.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went.
Because most of the passes that go to him are deep.
Yeah.
If he gets one or two big ones,
right.
boom, that's it.
So I went further down the depth chart. I went with Hartman. I went with your boy Felton for my rushing yards leader.
Okay.
Because I think, I mean, I almost wonder, does Lane play in that third preseason game against Baltimore? I guess we'll see what happens over these next couple weeks,
yeah.
right? But I'm wondering how much we see from Bill. I think we'll see a good amount, and I think, you know, he could be like your leading rusher in the first half tonight or something, because mm-hmm. we're not going to see B-Rob or Eckler. If we do, it's a drive or something.
Not tonight.
Now, next week, the Bengals game, I think, could be a little different. But I went with Felton as my rush yards leader, and Ja'Cory Brooks as my receiving yards leader.
Okay, 16.
Yeah, I think, you know, a young undrafted guy could play a lot. I do want to see tonight Kane Medrano. I think he'll have a big opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see his.
I kind of think he starts, don't you? I mean, are Bobby and Frankie going to play tonight?
Bobby and Frankie are not playing, and then McGee's not here, so Kane probably will be starting.
I think he'll get a lot of opportunity
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah.
I want to see what we've seen in practice with him running around. I mean, the speed is definitely real,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like he can cover. So I'm pretty excited to see that. A guy like Dominique Hampton, that was a draft pick a year ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, guys like that will
Hampton
have an opportunity.
Looks like a safety, but he's a linebacker.
So it's interesting with Hampton, because he was a safety in college, mm-hmm. and they now list him as a linebacker. I mean, he is 6'3", 220. So, you know, maybe a little lighter.
Yeah.
Like, what is Bobby listed at? 6'2", 240. Mm-hmm. Bobby's just that barrel chest type dude.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And usually linebackers have that. McGee has that. McGee has the build. I don't know the severity of that injury, but just based on last year kind of being lost for him because of the injury, I hope he can get on the field in this preseason and show why there's been so much buzz about him.
Totally.
The offensive line tonight will be interesting, because I don't think – you think Connerly starts?
I think so.
What do you think that O-line looks like tonight? It's going to be
Dieter. Probably at center.
Allegretti.
I don't know if Allegretti is going to play.
Really? Do you think Wiley plays?
I don't think he plays either.
So then you got to figure out a tackle. Like, if you got Connerly going, maybe it's Trent Scott on the other side.
Yeah, I think Trent will be one.
So you're talking Scott at left, somebody at left guard, Dieter at center, Allegretti at right guard, Connerly at right tackle is my guess. So who's our left guard tonight? Good Jones, maybe?
Yep, Good Jones is there. You got Chris Paul as well.
Yeah, Chris Paul.
Because he was getting a lot of work the other day. I would see him. He could be a guy. He's backing. He was one backing up Brandon Coleman. So I would suspect he's going to be a starter tonight. I will go Trent Scott, Chris Paul, Dieter, Bobby Hart.
You think they give Allegretti the night off?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's a vet. That you know what you got. And you don't need to see Allegretti tonight, you know?
No, you don't.
I'm almost wondering if Connerly goes.
7-8, 63, 71, 68, 67 aren't going.
Give me those numbers again.
78, 63, 71, 68, and 67.
Okay. So 78 is Tunsil. So you didn't say 72, so Connerly's going.
Connerly's going.
That'll be good to see him. I thought he looked pretty good the other day in practice.
He did.
Oh, dude, speaking of the practice, you see the video Von Miller posted?
No.
So one of the Patriots reporters, when Vrabel jumped in that dog pile the other day, so Travion Henderson goes down hard and blitz pick up, and one of the Patriots reporters said, watch this video. Travion Henderson goes down, gets hit to the ground, possibly by Von Miller. Mike Vrabel jumps in. Von Miller today posted a video. I don't even know that he was on the field, and if he was far away from the action.
Uh-huh.
And he posted a video where he circled himself, not in the fight at all, and then he kind of walks over at the end, and then he puts himself on the screen with, like, the thinking face. And it was just so funny, dude. Von is an interesting dude, man, and he's good at social media. You know what I mean? Like, it was funny to post that, and I think it's just – fairly telling of some of the reporting coming out the other day where there was just like too much emphasis on, I've said this a few times now, like the winning and losing and who was doing what. Like, people were keeping stats.
They want to make stuff up.
Somebody tried to tell me that Jaden didn't throw for any touchdowns, and it's like they didn't move the line of scrimmage for, I'd say, 70% of the 11-on-11 drills.
Yeah.
Everybody's just so focused on those red zone drills at the end. That red zone thing, you noticed 17 wasn't out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is pretty darn apparent that's an issue. Do you think this week has led to any progress there?
I don't know. You know, I can't tell you because, like, right now, I think if you look at any of the practice, you know that 17 is missed. I don't think they had to see that preseason game that practice against the Patriots to understand that. So if it didn't do it before, probably we're going to find out how far this thing goes.
Do you think this could get to a – now, you got to try to not listen to the noise surrounding it, but the noise surrounding it is that Terry is increasingly frustrated and you know, this could get to a – when I asked him the other day, like an end-of-the-road moment, I just, you know, I heard Savannah in the update say Cowboys reporters are saying nobody's called for a trade about Micah. The reason nobody's called is because they know Jerry's not going to trade
him. Yeah, he's not trading him at all.
I kind of think AP would.
That's funny.
The Von Miller post? Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
It's funny as
you see when his face popped up? That's good, dude. Did that ever happen to you where there was just a report that was just completely inaccurate? Now, to the reporter's defense, he did say possibly Von Miller. He didn't say it was definitively Von Miller.
Yeah, but still.
But you also wonder if you just throw Von Miller's name in there because it sells it a little bit more. You know what I mean?
I guess. But he like.
Because, I mean, I guess
that's funny as hell.
Could have been another dude with a four on their jersey. I don't know who it was.
I guess it's Travion Henderson is a running back, so they was doing pass blocking, and they assume it was a pass rusher.
Yeah. But, I mean, just on top of my head, a couple other dudes with fours on their jersey.
Four or two.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been Duran. Could have been Bobby.
Yeah.
Plenty of guys it could have been.
And Armstrong, 92.
Yeah, right. I mean, and it was like a completely legal play.
Yeah.
I just thought that was funny for him to see it and kind of fire back. But what happens is, like, when that
– He's had to set the record straight on this.
Right. When that thing happens, you know, you get a lot of people probably tagging Von Miller in the reply, so it probably gets to his attention.
Yeah.
You and I had a fun day yesterday, early Nats game. I think the Nats didn't score a single run yesterday, if I have that correctly. I think they lost 6-0, which is, you know, kind of on brand with their version of baseball right now where they just cannot.
Don't score.
They can't hit, dude.
They give up hits.
6-0 to the A's.
Wow.
And now they're out west. Dude, think about it. The first weekend of real preseason football, what do you think the numbers are for tonight's Nats-Giants game at 10:15 p.m.?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Small. Small. So I would say, oh, man. I'm thinking about the game we went to the other day.
I was stunned how empty that place was.
It's going to be sub 8,000.
Well, I think San Fran, because they're in San Fran, I think, you know, the Giants.
If they were in D.C., definitely wouldn't be them.
Yeah. No. The Giants are, like, fighting for a playoff spot. I think they're a game over 500. That ballpark's great. They have a great fan base.
Well, but, I mean, they're not going to be there anyway to see the Nats.
Right. Nats going on a six-game roadie here against the Giants and the Royals. And both those teams are flirting with 500. I think the Giants are one over. I think the KC might be one under. Both are, you know, fighting for wild card spots. Of the six-game road trip, the Nats are about to go on. How many wins you got? I'll set it at 1.5.
I'll go probably 2. They'll get 2.
Yeah, 2 out of 4. Yeah. Sounds about
2
right.
2 out of 6.
2 out of 6, yes. Yeah. Speaking of numbers, we had a good time yesterday. We went to the Braintree Municipal Golf Course.
Yeah.
And
the greens were on point.
It started a little rough. We had this young guy starter yelled at B. Mitch, which I thought was
– No, he didn't yell at me. He was talking to Garrett.
He kind of yelled at our group.
Now, he was talking to Garrett, and I was just happening to be walking up there, and I just looked at him like, what's your problem, dude?
Yeah, it was it was a tough way to start. I'm playing rental clubs. Everything's going left. B gave me a very good hint, a tip, rather, I guess Callaway's kind of naturally pull everything.
It's just the way you used to set up. Like, you look, if you're accustomed to looking at a TaylorMade driver, they naturally seem a little open.
And I always play TaylorMade.
And the Callaways seem closed. So I notice people who hit, like, when they, the people I know that hit Callaway, you kind of open the face just a little. And you hit a straighter shot. You hit dead straight when I throw that. So.
I think I'm in the process of, like, I don't know how or why, but I think I have, I think I've revamped my swing. I think it's my stance. I don't know. Things are interesting in my golf game.
It is.
But I said this to you a couple weeks ago, and you didn't believe me. Right now, my wedges are carrying me, which is very odd for me.
Keep it going.
I was good around the greens.
Keep it going, brother.
But, like, for me to – golf is just such an interesting game where for most of my life I hit the driver well and can't hit a wedge. And right now the driver's a little spotty and the wedges are on point.
Golf is a super weird game. Like, tell you that, bro.
Nothing ever works all together at the same time. It'd be great if it did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But we had a lot of fun. And, you know, Chris Johnson, CJ's been a friend for a long time. And he does this work with Salute Military Golf Association. And I didn't really realize it. But so it was me, B, CJ, and then Garrett was CJ's buddy from up here. And over the course of a round of golf, you know, it's four and a half hours. Mm-hmm. You kind of talk to guys and learn stuff. And so Garrett was in the Marines. He was in Iraq and Afghanistan. So that's the real deal. You probably saw some stuff. And
yeah,
he said, he's like, I never would have thought of golf without SMGA. And he said he was at an event and somebody's like, hey, you want to hit a few balls? And that. He hit a couple balls, and they were terrible, and then he got one. He's like, ooh, I like this.
That's all you remember, that good one.
And he said, like, just how important that's been in his – I mean, the mental recovery from going to Iraq and Afghanistan is a lot. Like, you hear these terrible stories. So it made me happy to – I mean, we played no role, really, right? But, like, just to know what SMGA does and to help these guys and how important it is.
Totally.
It was good to kind of – be a part of that, right?
Yeah.
All right. We got a lot coming today. Chick Hernandez is going to be on the call with B. Mitch tonight for the game. Chick's going to join us here in room 234 at 11 a.m. A.J. Francis.
A.J.
A.J., a Terp, played for the Skins, played for the Patriots. A.J. is going to join us at noon. I believe he's coming to D.C. He's a pro wrestler now. So A.J. is going to join us at noon. Fired up to talk to him. At 1 o'clock, our boy Travis Thomas. Everybody remembers Trav. Trav now lives up here, works up here doing New England Sports Network. I was at Davios the other night. I feel like I just only eat at Davios. I was at Davios the other night and he was on TV. It was awesome just to see him.
Cool.
So I'm excited to talk to Travis. Everybody prepare your eardrums for when Travis joins the program. We got a packed day. It's going to be fun. It is a game day. At some point, we're going to open these phone lines up and let the fans tell us who they want to see tonight. Who do you want to see make a play? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part with Rood is that the systems are whisper quiet. You get none of those noisy interruptions, no more clanging around in the middle of the night. It's just peace of mind, and it's because Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, which operates efficiently even in extreme conditions. You get comfort and performance perfectly balanced. And you can maybe save some money on your tax bill. You could qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Commanders, Patriots, preseason game one tonight.
Yeah.
So Mike Vrabel doesn't dive on anybody. I did a radio hit with ESPN last night, B, and Ian Fitzsimmons is a great dude and was asking me about Vrabel, and he told a story. You know, Ian does a lot of college football stuff. And he said this is years back. He was a linebacker coach at Ohio State, Vrabel, and one of his backers made an awesome play. And when he came to the sideline, Vrabel headbutted him. But my, you know, the player had a helmet on, and Vrabel did not. And he just cut himself open. It was bleeding. I mean, you talk about like a true football guy, meathead. That is Mike Vrabel.
Dude. Yeah, but Mike needs to remember he's not on the football field anymore. He doesn't have on a helmet. You know, I told you, I used to warn Harbaugh about that all the time. When he'll go running down the field. I said, Coach, not everybody like you. So be careful running down there because somebody might take a shot at you.
Right.
Let's be real. When Vrabel jumped in there, you don't know who hit him. Could have been one of his own players.
Totally.
You never know. So you got to be careful with that stuff, man. And then remember, you no longer play. Stay out of it.
The B. Mitch and Finley AAA Club Alliance poll question of the day is up. And the question is simple. Which player are you most looking forward to seeing tonight? We got three options. Bill Merritt, Jacory Kroski Merritt, Jalen Lane, Kane Medrano, or you can hit other and just respond. We're going to hit the phones in an hour on that topic. You let us know who you want to see tonight and why. If you want to vote on the poll, go for it right now. But, B, last night there were a bunch of games, right?
Yeah.
Of those games, we watched a little bit of the Ravens-Colts, and then we watched a little bit of the late game, which I think was Seahawks-Raiders. Who was the quarterback for the Seattle dude? It seemed like he threw an interception on the first play of the game. It was definitely the first drive of the game.
Wow.
But looking at those games, the best performance by a mile was Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
And I kind of applaud Zach Taylor for this. Obviously, last year the Bengals started just way too slow. Ja'Marr Chase said part of that was his contract holdout, and I don't want to apply that to Terry, but, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase said it about last year, so you really hope that doesn't become an issue here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's August 8th, so you got some time. But Joe Burrow last night was fantastic,
yes,
dude.
Yes, he was.
He was 10 of – I think he was 9 of 10 for 123 yards.
Two touchdowns.
Yeah, dude. I mean
– and had another one call back, right?
Yeah. I'm reading from NFL.com. Looking to remedy the ills of past slow starts to the regular season, the Bengals sent Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and their big hitters out for the preseason opener. They look to be in prime form as Burrow played the opening two drives and hit tight end Tanner Hudson and Ja'Marr Chase for touchdowns. Preseason or not, Burrow was brilliant in completing 9 of 10 for a /123 in just his third preseason game. All told, he played 15 snaps, which equaled the amount he turned in throughout all of his previous years. Now, granted, in previous preseasons, you had COVID, which I think canceled the preseason. He had that appendix thing. He had the calf injury. He had the wrist injury. Like, the one year he was coming back from a knee injury. So Burrow has not really played in the preseason before. But, B, 15 snaps, 9 of 10 with two touchdowns.
Yeah.
On 15 snaps.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like, look, we're going to go out there. We want you to get the ball out your hands quickly. Well, he did scramble for one, bought some time. But the whole thing about it, he went in, did his job, boom. You might not see him no more.
I think we see him Monday night. You know.
Might see him a little bit in that game, yeah. That's the 18th, right?
Yeah. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
I think that game's going to have some juice, knowing Burrow and Chase are probably going to play. But listen, this is crazy. In weeks 1 and 2 so far in his career, Joe Burrow as a starter is 1-9.
Damn.
That stands out.
It does.
So,
but then again, it's not all about him neither.
Of course.
That defense can't stop nobody either.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I just.
You saw what happened in the Ravens game, right?
What?
Remember that phone call I got the other day, and I speaking to a few people, and he had a touchdown return.
What'd you say?
LaJohnny Webster returned an 87-yard punt return.
Get your name called, LaJohnny.
Hey, his name LaJohnny, something like that.
I don't see it here, but I believe you.
LaJohnte.
LaJohnte.
LaJohnte Webster.
I also so
Webster.
I think
that's a weird name.
It is a weird name. The LaJonte Wester. Yeah. The biggest thing in that Colts game, I thought, was Anthony Richardson obviously got rocked, just has no awareness of much.
He was 2 for 3, and he had a sack.
Tyler Warren, though, that big tight end out of Penn State that wore 44 because his dad loved Riggo, I thought he looked really good. He had a screen catch that was brought back for a penalty, caught a pass from Richardson, and then Daniel Jones went in, targeted Warren. I like Warren, dude. That guy can play.
Tight ends are the new sexy position, bro. Just think about it. When you're a tight end that can run, you're normally running against some linebackers that probably can't run.
Right.
And then if they bring down a safety, then you're bigger than him, so you get to muscle him a little bit.
Totally.
Athletic tight ends are special.
Yeah, man. I think it's interesting. We've gone from like the Gronk, Gates, Jimmy Graham, Kelsey's been around. But there's like a ton of young tight ends now that are super physical. Oh, yeah. Like George Kittle. I mean, the way he blocks and runs routes and stuff. I mean, I don't know.
I like Kittle.
For sure. Somewhere along the way, it seems like the tight end position has become more glamorized.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, I feel like a lot of guys with that size in the past might have been converted to quarterbacks. And now they're just staying as tight ends.
Yeah, some of them can't throw, though.
Well, like Jordan Reed, who was an excellent tight end. Unfortunately, head injuries did him in. Jordan Reed went to Florida as a quarterback.
Mm.
Like, I think the recruiting class at quarterback, and I could be off on the dates, but I think Reed went there when Cam Newton went there. And then Cam had – there was whatever happened in Florida, he ends up at Auburn. I think Cam got, like, in trouble for stealing somebody's laptop or something.
Mm.
But I think – Tebow might have still been there, too. just crazy, man. For the Ravens, you saw the return of that kid, Keaton Mitchell, who was really good as a rookie back in 2023. Yeah, yeah. Then he had that injury. Dude, he had 9 carries for 68 yards, including a 22-yard touchdown run.
I like it.
I mean, that's almost 8 yards a pop, dude. That's that Ravens running back position, until Derrick Henry last year, think about how many guys got hurt, those Ravens running backs, and they just kind of kept churning them out. Burrow's performance was obviously sick. If you look at what we kind of learned from –
get in, get out.
Do you know how the Raiders-Seahawks game ended?
Mm-mm.
In a tie.
Well, that's preseason now.
I couldn't support a rule change more. Yeah. I know nobody wants to see a tie.
No, preseason you can.
Less people want to see preseason overtime.
There you go. The players damn sure don't want to see it.
Seahawks did not play many of their guys. Darnold didn't play. Kupp didn't play. Jaxon Smith-Njigba didn't play. Kenneth Walker. The Raiders, I think, got Ashton Jeanty on the field, but not for much. He got bottled up, man. He finished with 3 carries for minus 1 yards.
Mm. It's not going to be like that the whole time, though.
No. And I also think he'll
get too much talent.
I think he'll get more than 3 carries.
Yeah, yeah, too much talent.
Another full slate of games tonight. Obviously, we'll be focused on the Washington-New England game. But for the football junkies out there, there is plenty to watch.
Oh, yeah.
And then NFL.com or NFL Network just re-airs all the games that they don't air in the first place. If Commanders fans want to watch tonight, it's on Channel 9 locally. But I don't know that you can get this one. Like, if you're – think about where people listen to us from all over the country. I don't know that you can get this one on a national feed. That Browns-Panthers is the 7 o'clock game on NFL Network, and that's the only NFL Network game tonight. Then tomorrow you get Giants-Bills at 1 o'clock. We'll be at the Dad games at 1 o'clock, B.
Yeah.
Texans-Vikings at 4 o'clock. And then and there's the Saturday night game, Jets-Packers, also on NFL Network. And then Sunday, there's another 2 games on, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're looking to scratch that football itch, dude.
It's back.
Put it on NFL Network.
It is back.
If I can find the remote for this television, I might put NFL Network on in here and see what we see. B, with you and Logan at dinner last night. So we had dinner with all the Commanders content team, which was great. Yoakum, Caroline talked me into one martini. But then it was it was Fletcher and Logan and Chick and CJ. And we just had a good dinner. And I remember I asked Logan, maybe when we were watching the beginning of Seahawks Raiders, just like, you know, because I was like, does any part of you feel like you could still go? And he was like, no, no chance. And he said something that you agreed with him. You're like, when you're in this, you have to be all the way
in. Yeah, you're
in
it completely.
Every day, yeah. Off season too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then when you leave it, believe me, it's over. Like, that's why we always say when people start thinking about retirement, you're done. Let it go then. Because you've seen the guys who thought about retirement and they stop for a little bit, they try to come back. Once you get away from it, you get comfortable. And when you're into football, being in that shape, working out as you do, you don't know how much you're doing. Like, I always say, like, I don't know how the hell I did it sometimes. Some days I go out there and the sun is out, and I'm like, how the hell do we do this? But when I was doing it, it was no problem. Now, yeah.
It's a mindset, too, though.
Yeah. You gotta be a little psychotic.
Well said there.
Totally.
Now, you do have to consider my source on this, but per my Bama source, Ed Mathers, Jalen Milroe looked pretty good for Seattle last night.
Of course, what's going to say? Mathers going to say that. Of course, he's going to say that.
Now, generally, Mathers doesn't have a bad word to say about Crimson Tide football players. But looking at Milroe's stat line, 6-10 for 61 yards. Milroe's athletic skill set is banana land.
Yeah.
If he can be an NFL level passer, there could be a role for that dude.
Yeah, I can see that.
We'll see if that comes to fruition. Because
he also had 3 carries for 38 yards. So he did play well.
Yeah, man. Got sacked once. Got
to give it to him. He played well. I'm going to say, Mathers, you were right on that one.
So I think it was Drew Lock that threw that pick that we were all just kind of standing around like, what is that?
It's Drew Lock, dog.
The Raiders played Geno on the first series. Then it was Aiden O'Connell played the bulk of that game, threw 2 picks, but did go over 200 yards. The Raiders are going to be really, really interesting because they got a lot of alphas out there. I mean, Geno kind of plays like an alpha. Pete Carroll is, you know, DQ learned.
Tom Brady.
Right. They got a lot going on. You think we'll actually see Brady tonight?
I don't know. I probably won't.
When do you have to be up in the booth?
I'm doing something on the field at 5, and then I'm up in the booth right around 6, and then I'll be up there.
So the statue gets unveiled at 6. So I do think, though, Brady at some point will either be out on the field or they'll put him on the Jumbotron from Kraft's box or something.
Well, I'll see that.
Right. I'm sure it'll be in the broadcast, too. Yeah. But do you think Tom Brady is in that stadium by halftime?
By halftime? You mean will he be leaving?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, he's gone.
I think he's gone.
We might see a helicopter leave right after the statue's unveiled.
I think he's gone before the second quarter, easy, yeah. If not before kickoff.
Because let's be real, if you're not going to have a lot of starters in there. What is he going to be looking at?
And I wonder for Tom if he's turned the page a little bit. Like, New England was a great part of my life, but then I went to Tampa and won another one, and now I own part of the Raiders.
Yeah, but he was in the league for 20-plus years. And over 20 was here?
Yeah.
Kind of hard to just turn that page. If you turn that page, you're turning damn near all of your book.
Right. That's a great point, yeah. So. All right, when we return, the new Madden dropped last night. I found this out from Jeff's Instagram story. It was a very entertaining post. We got Jeff's Madden 2026 review next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday usually starts at 11. I can make some exceptions because it's game day. So if you've already started, good for you.
Yeah, go for it.
You can even get some Scotty's in Virginia ABC stores
now.
Yes, you can. They're expanding,
yes,
baby.
Yes, you can.
All right. I want to go to the official B. Mitch and Finley video game insider, a.k.a. My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
So, Jeff, I want to start with, I really liked your Instagram story last night when you did the countdown to the new Madden getting released. Because, Jeff, I'll be honest, when I see your Instagram story doing a countdown, I have no idea where we're headed. that could have gone anywhere. But I was very relieved when I saw Madden pop up. What's the new game like? What'd you do? How'd it go?
Okay. First off, I love it. The first thing I did when that game turned on, I immediately went to the Commanders, made some changes, and
What changes?
I started Von Miller. I started Eddie Goldman. And I went online and it got crazy for some people. What I can say about the game, I like the gameplay. And I love the alternate jerseys on the game. They have the Commanders alternate jerseys.
The Super Bowl joints?
Yes. They look really good. And what I love...
The jerseys that should just be the jerseys?
When you select the Commanders, it says, fight for ODC.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool game. It's a lot of fun. I want to open up the invitation to anybody that's listening to this radio show.
Jeff, you always do this, and then you get smoked by all these people that play.
Not true.
Facts.
That happened one time. Ask Jupe the last time we played, belt to bottom. DJ, yeah, you listening, DJ, belt to bottom. He was talking so much trash, he even called me a duck. And I'm like, all right, now I got to beat you.
What does that mean?
When you're ducking. Duck? You're ducking the competition. Okay. You're ducking the wreck.
So how did the Commanders look on Madden? I know people were upset with like Jaden's ranking. Who do you think was, how smooth and quick is Jaden in the game?
Oh, he's real smooth. One, you know how Jaden went when someone's trying to tackle him and he just get that little burst of speed that the defender can't get him? Mm-hmm. That's on the game. I know this one dude was mad at me because I would fake like I'm about to scramble. And now, because you can juke in the backfield now while you're scrambling. Mm. I juked this dude, stopped, threw the ball to Debo. Oh, man.
How was Debo's quickness?
Oh, man. Debo is a cheat code.
Is he?
Debo is a cheat code. That's why and then with Terry.
So I was going to ask that. Yeah. Do they have Terry in the game?
Terry is starting. Terry is a dog. Terry had, I'm talking about, he catched the ball. If you're not tackling him right, he's stiff-arming you, and he's taking it up the field. You're not catching.
I love it.
What is Terry's ranking?
I didn't even look, rating. Honestly. But
rating.
I think he was like the – he's the from the screenshot, they put out, he's the sixth highest ranked receiver on the game.
Wow.
Yeah. Damn.
Might have to pay that dude.
Yeah, Madden didn't pay him. Pay that man his money.
So did it drop at like midnight? Why did you do the countdown?
It dropped at noon yesterday, JP.
Is that why you didn't come into the office?
Well, I didn't come in because we only had an hour of work.
Wow. And we, I mean, I see how that is. Is.
No. Now, let's act like I didn't just show up. Me and Landini had a conversation. Relax, guys.
We could have gotten it. I mean,
what's funny is I believe me, Brian, White Brian, and Landville had 90 minutes of work.
Yeah,
not
we
just
90,
an
hour. Not an hour. I don't know.
Hey, man, some things just played in my favor.
Okay. So the game drops at noon, and you don't, like, go to the store and buy a game anymore. You just download it?
So I pre-ordered mine with College Football, and I pre-downloaded it. That's what PlayStation can do. I don't know if them losers over there that have Xboxes can do that. But but I pre-downloaded it the night before, so when the countdown came, it's a lot of people had to download. Mine just loaded right up. But then I was cool for like the first hour, and then the influx of people just came on. The EA servers went down. And I had
oh, really?
To, yeah, I had to invite my friends over and whoop up on them.
So how does like so how many hours did you play Madden yesterday?
Not too much because I usually play online, but the EA servers were down and Call of Duty dropped a battle pass yesterday.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
So the way they trick you with these video games now, JP, you don't just play the game and you win everything. You got to buy an exclusive pass because it was like a character I wanted and a gun that I liked. So I said, okay, I'll get the pass. It was only like $5, but I played that. It's double XP, double weapon XP weekend. Yeah, it keeps me out of trouble. That's why I play the game so much.
I understood when you were talking about the Madden game. You completely lost yes, me no, in lost the Call of Duty. But if you're happy, I'm happy. So Madden gets what's the official Jeff rating scale? Two thumbs up, four thumbs down. How do you rate things, Jeff? I know the source. Up. The source used to rank albums by how many mics they got. You're a DJ and a musician.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have two thumbs, and everybody say my head look like a thumb, so I'm going to take three thumbs up for Madden. It's smooth. I like the gameplay, the visuals. Oh, and I love the fact that these players, they actually play like they're players. So if Jaden Daniels throws a certain way, the quarterback is going to throw that way. It's a different form from his and Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott. It's amazing. I love it, and I'm ready to whoop some butt.
You're getting a little bit more realistic, you saying?
Yeah, shoot. In a couple years, we might be putting helmets and pads on in the living room and running. Every time we get tapped, you feel it.
I think only you would do that.
That's the day you're going to die. You're going to be out there trying to run around. You'll be out of shape. You're going to hurt yourself, dog. Don't do that.
So you also got college football. How's the college football game? I used to love college football. That's probably the last video game I, like, regularly played.
Yeah, I love college football, too. And what I love about it is back in the day when it was NCAA, the gameplay was different from Madden. And it feels the same now. It feels like it has that same gameplay, like how loose the running is, how well they spin and juke. All the trick plays. I love it. That's the great thing that they did. It's talks that March Madness is supposed to be coming back as well.
Oh, wow. If I don't have a lot of time in my life, but if I wanted to play college football, I'd probably have to buy a new system, right? Like, I don't even know that my PlayStation 2 exists anymore.
Hold on.
Does PlayStation 2 still work?
We're on PlayStation.
That's the last
5,
system
bro.
I had was PlayStation 2.
No games are getting made for PlayStation 2 right
they
now.
They don't make the actual CDs anymore, the discs?
They do, but it's very rare.
All right, so I'd have to get a PlayStation 5. What would that cost me?
It depends.
Why are you going to buy it? You're not going to be able to play it.
If you
might relax me.
If you buy a new, probably about $400 or $500. If you buy a used.
Between which job you going to take off?
Sometimes at night, Lauren goes to bed, and I just sit there, and I end up like watching shows. I could play some college football, start recruiting.
Hey, and the PlayStation not just for playing games. It has entertainment as well. You can download all your apps that you watch TV.
Jeff, don't talk about the stuff you download, dog. We are on the radio, man. Chill with that. So $500 for a PlayStation. Odds of me getting that, pretty slim. Going to be honest with you. Maybe the kids will want one of it. They have a Nintendo Switch. Can I play Madden on that?
I'm not sure, JP. I don't pay attention to other game systems.
All right. He's loyal.
He's very loyal,
loyal,
Jeff.
To one game.
Very loyal.
All right, quick break. When we return, Chick Hernandez joins the program.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.